Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer?
I hope they don't think I was serious. I need to be awake.
Snacks. I have my brain shut off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise, but there's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better. Like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Burning sage. Dream catchers. Demonic entertainment. Certain types of books. Ornaments. Sculptures. Statues. Can these things carry a spirit behind them? Can these objects have a demonic spirit attached to them? Do people who have such items in their home ever experience strange things, unsettling or even supernatural things? Let's take a look at some of the most dangerous items that should not be found in a Christian home. Is burning sage acceptable practice as a Christian? Well, to consider this, you have to take a step back and understand why this practice became so popular. The first thing to know is that burning sage is actually a ritual. People who burn sage do so with the belief or intention of altering or cleansing the atmosphere or the spiritual environment around a person or a place. In some parts of the world, the burning of sage is an ancient ritual that's meant to drive out negative or evil spirits. And a lot of the time when people in this day and age burn sage in their homes, they will tell you it's to get rid of bad energy. It's to drive away evil spirits and for medicinal and healing purposes and so forth. But here's why this practice is evil. Firstly, sage is connected to witchcraft and the occult. In fact, sage is and can be used for summoning and conjuring all sorts of things in witchcraft. So, that's the first reason. The second is that if you need sage to drive away evil spirits, if you need sage to spiritually cleanse your home or the environment, then you don't need Jesus. When you burn sage around your house for the purpose of altering or cleansing the atmosphere, you're saying you trust in this more than you trust in the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ. You can plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your home, and no demon, no evil spirit will enter. But when you burn sage, you're saying, I would rather use sage than trust in Jesus. Dream catchers. A dream catcher is an object deeply rooted in Native American culture. Its purpose is to keep nightmares away from a sleeper and to allow only the good dreams to get to them. Some even look at these objects as a symbol of spirituality and protection. Commonly, dream catchers are placed above people's beds or in a window. Really, people intend to use them under the assumption that they will manipulate the spirit world. When it comes to this, remember that the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians warns Christians living in an extremely pagan culture. He warns them not to be ruled by superstition and magic, all in the name of various idols. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 5 and 6 even says, "For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live." When a person places objects like dream catchers in their home, they're giving consent to whatever spirit is attached to these objects to influence them. And in the end, you'll find the devil is behind this kind of object, which is supposedly meant to be a good thing. The devil is a giver of false help. A dream catcher will not chase away evil spirits or dreams. Satan comes imitating an angel of light, so you need to be very aware of this. A cult or demonic entertainment. What types of movies are in your home? What kind of posters are up? What kind of video games are your kids purchasing or playing? What kind of board games are in your closet? Believe it or not, certain objects invite certain spirits. Media providers are no longer shy about presenting content with ties to the demonic world. Many entertainers, now young and old, freely speak about their involvement in New Age, witchcraft, and the occult. So if you have posters of certain movies that are linked to the supernatural, if you have memorabilia or merchandise from a show related to the occult, get rid of those things. Remember, Satan is the great deceiver. He is an expert at making the dangerous seem benign, the dark seem attractive. He's a liar. His intent is to deceive and destroy and lure you away from where God wants you to be. Scripture calls believers to be sanctified, to be in the world but not of the world, to be set apart and not engaged in that which does not honor the Lord. Books. Other items that you need to get rid of are in the category of books. This is any New Age material, occultic material, books related to sorcery, magic, supernatural manifestations. All these books need to be burned. Here's an interesting story you can find in the book of Acts, chapter 19. The Apostle Paul is in Ephesus preaching the gospel boldly. God's hand is on Paul, and he's able to perform powerful miracles. These unusually powerful miracles included instances when handkerchiefs or aprons had merely touched his skin and were placed on sick people, and they were healed of their diseases and evil spirits were expelled. And so Paul was doing the work of the Lord. But a group of men saw this and wanted to imitate this power. They tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus in their incantation, saying, "I command you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, to come out." These men, who were actually sons of a priest named Sceva, were doing something dangerous. They were essentially playing in the spiritual realm without God's covering. Now, one day, these seven sons went to cast out a demon. However, the evil spirit replied to them and said, "I know Jesus and I know Paul, but who are you?" Then the man with the evil spirit leaped on them, overpowered them, and attacked them with such violence they fled from the house naked and battered. Now after this happened, that story spread to all those living in Ephesus, and the people were all seized with fear. But the name of the Lord Jesus was held in high honor. Many of those who believed now came and openly confessed what they had done. A number who had practiced sorcery, that is, the use of magic, they all brought their incantation books and burned them at a public bonfire. The point of this story is that when you come to Christ, all sinful practices must be burned away, especially the things related to the use of magic. So it doesn't matter how much you enjoyed reading a book or what it taught you. As a Christian, we should get rid of any books that are occultic in nature. We should destroy any kind of spell books or incantation books, and we need to get rid of manifestation books. The final type of objects I would like to highlight today are statues, sculptures, ornaments that are idolatry in nature. In a Christian home, we have to be very careful when decorating with statues and sculptures. Some items represent gods from other religions. Some items are part of rituals and sacrifices for the occult or witchcraft. Some items are prayed over, and a spirit is dedicated to them, and you'll find that there will most certainly have a spirit attached to them. Other items are just replicas of objects that are found in pagan temples. All around the world, people create different atmospheres. They invite a presence into their home through the objects and the activity that takes place. And some people do this without realizing it. But as children of God, what kind of atmosphere can we create if we begin to sincerely worship Jesus Christ? What kind of atmosphere can we create if we begin to speak, read, hear, and play the Word of God?
Should Christians be listening to secular music? Should Christians be watching anything and everything produced by the entertainment industry? Well, in this video, we are going to look at the dark side of music and entertainment. One of the biggest names in music right now is Taylor Swift. She is one of the world's best-selling artists. But for a moment, let's take a look at the lyrics in some of the songs in her most recent album. In the song titled Guilty as Sin, some of the lyrics read, "What if I roll the stone away? They're gonna crucify me anyway. What if the way you hold me is actually what's holy? If long-suffering propriety is what they want from me, they don't know how you've haunted me. So stunningly, I choose you and me, religiously." And then in the song, But Daddy, I Love Him, it says, "I just learned these people only raise you to cage you. Sarah's and Hannah's in their Sunday best, clutching their pearls, sighing, what a mess. I just learned these people try and save you, 'cause they hate you. God, save the most judgmental creeps, who say they want what's best for me. Sanctimoniously performing soliloquies I'll never see, thinking it can change the beat of my heart when he touches me, and counteract the chemistry, and undo the destiny. You ain't gotta pray for me, me and my wild boy, and all this wild joy, if all you want is gray for me." Now, there are those who will say it's just music. Or that the lyrics... Well, let me bring this article to your attention. Premier Christianity reported the following, and I quote, "It's true that Swift has referred to herself as a Christian, and has sung about praying to Jesus. The problem is, there are so many New Age and occult themes that appear not just in her lyrics, but on her social media pages, and during her onstage performances. This has led to claims from the former Boyzone singer Shane Lynch that Swift performs satanic rituals on stage. In an interview with Irish newspaper Sunday World, Lynch said of Swift, "You watch one of her shows, and she has two or three demonic rituals to do with the pentagrams on the ground, to do with all sorts of stuff on her stage." There are other reasons to be concerned, too. Swift makes a devil's horn symbol while performing the song Cruel Summer, which references her love interest, grinning like a devil. In the music video for her song Willow, Swift and her dancers are dressed as a coven of witches in the forest, wearing black robes and carrying golden orbs. The song has had a couple of remixes, the Lonely Witch and the Dancing Witch versions. Willow is a traditional material for making magic wands. Her song Karma glorifies the unchristian concept of having to live multiple lifetimes to work off our bad deeds. The lyrics depict karma as a god. All this has led to some Christians to speculate on whether Swift is a witch or even a Satanist. End quote. Now, Swift is just one example among others. Many entertainers now, young and old, freely speak about their involvement in New Age, witchcraft, and the occult. The desensitized youth of today view such announcements as more enlightened than dangerous or repulsive. Vanessa Hudgens, a Disney starlet who starred in television and movies, told the multimedia brand Nylon in April 2023 that she's always felt drawn to witchcraft. She boldly said yes when they asked if she felt like a witch, adding, "I've always been drawn toward the darkness and the unknown, as well as herbalism, ever since I was a kid." Hudgens told the reporter that she had her awakening when filming one of the Princess Switch movies, and that to her, being a witch to her means connecting to my angels, my ancestors, my spirit guides, my spiritual brigade. She also revealed she has a gift of vision and has seen ghosts for as long as she can remember. So, why does all of this matter? Why should conservative parents and Christians be concerned about what is happening in the entertainment world? Maybe you're not even familiar with the movies, TV shows, or actors I've mentioned so far. Perhaps you're thinking, "This topic doesn't really concern me. I don't watch or support those kinds of TV shows, movies, or listen to dark-spirited themed music." Should I be concerned about this? Absolutely, yes. In Ezekiel 33, we read that God desires good people, His people, to be watchmen. The term watchman refers to a person who has concern for the welfare of others, particularly the spiritual welfare of others. We need discernment. And I believe another term for discernment is spiritual insight. You are in sight of the spiritual. You are considering what type of atmosphere is being created by this movie, by this show, or by this game. You are considering if the music you are listening to glorifies God or takes you away from God. Spiritual insight will have you asking questions about the artist and their life and their beliefs. Every believer should have a measure of the Holy Spirit to help them discern decisions and choices in everyday life. In today's world, the growing flirtation with evil, the growing acceptance of engagement in witchcraft, the occult, Satanism, and the dark spiritual realm can only lead to disaster. It poisons the mind and soul. Satan is the puppet master of all of this. Like the poison apple in the story Snow White, he disguises what is evil and dangerous so that it appears to be lovely and good. He does this in many ways, including employing desensitization techniques, wrapping dark content in comedy, and using popular young actors and music artists to say, "It's no big deal." Many today say that asking for guidance or power or energy from the dark side is fine. They insist it is not dangerous, not a problem. But it is dangerous. There is a problem.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When we play with fire, we get burned. It is as simple as that. The Bible says that Satan's business is to steal, kill, and destroy. He is called the destroyer. He will steal your joy. He will destroy your happiness, your family. He will destroy your life if you give him an opportunity. What does Scripture say to do? It says, do not give Satan an opportunity. Furthermore, the Bible has plenty to say when it comes to witchcraft, or those interested in dabbling in paranormal activity. It says in Deuteronomy 18, verse 9 to 12, when you come to the land that the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominable practices of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who practices divination, or tells fortunes, or interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or a charmer, or a medium, a necromancer, or one who inquires of the dead. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord. And then Zechariah 10, verse 2, warns, diviners see lies, they tell false dreams, and give empty consolation. Therefore, the people wander like sheep. They are afflicted. And finally, the Apostle John wrote in 1 John 4, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. So, here is what we should do. We ought to adhere to the biblical challenge to run from evil. Do not look upon it, wrote the prophet Habakkuk. Remember, Satan is the great deceiver. He is an expert in making the dangerous seem benign, and the dark things seem attractive. He is a liar. His intent is to deceive and destroy and lure you away from where God wants you to be. Scripture calls believers to be sanctified, to be in the world but not of the world, to be set apart and not engaged in that which does not honor the Lord. As you consider the challenge in this teaching, let me leave you with these words from the Apostle Peter. He writes in 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
Have you ever found that your environment and surroundings have an influence on you? You may have had an experience where you find yourself behaving differently depending on the crowd you're with. We can be very religious around our religious friends. We can be or appear to be very prayerful when we're among real prayer warriors. And we can be very secular around our secular friends. Now, the reason for this is that as human beings, we are easily influenced. We are very shapeable, and we can easily adapt to situations different environments, and different people. Granted, some can do this better than others, but the principle remains the same. This is why the Bible warns you about how bad company corrupts good habits, because we can be influenced by those around us. Now, we are also easily influenced by our senses. In other words, the things we see, hear, smell, taste, and touch influence and shift our lives in ways that we are mostly unaware of. Now, if spiritual forces wanted to try to influence you, what methods do you think they would use? Of course, they would try to influence you through your senses, through the things you see, through what you hear, and even what you smell, taste, and touch. And if you're a bit skeptical about how you could be influenced spiritually through smell, taste, and touch, you need only to look at some of the occultic rituals out there which involve all sorts of ungodly activities. Now, the thing about our senses is that they are open spiritual portals. In other words, both good and evil spiritual forces can access us through those means. Based on what we choose to enter through our senses, we can feed either the light or the dark within us. We can feed our spirit man that is hungry and thirsty for Jesus Christ, or we can feed the flesh, the carnal man that longs for pleasure and selfish gain. Now, in order to be ready for spiritual warfare, we need to understand, how do people allow the devil access into their hearts, minds, bodies, and homes? How do we create space for him to operate in our lives? The answer is pretty simple. We let him in. The devil cannot access a closed door, but an open door is an invitation. Some of the doors that we leave open for the devil are the things that we watch and see. We consume more media content than any other generation in history. With streaming services in abundance, we have access to more shows, movies, and content than ever before. But so much of that content is stuff that should never cross our eyes as believers. So much of the media content is full of violence, sex, and other things that are contrary to God's Word. One study showed that the average American has seen 200,000 acts of violence on television by the age of 18. What kind of foothold could the devil get on you with that kind of exposure? Desensitization. A feeling that it's not that bad. Perhaps he prepares you not to have as much of an issue with others behaving violently. Or perhaps you begin to make excuses for your own acts of violence. Think about it. Could the devil really attempt to desensitize you so that you can tolerate lewd sexual acts outside of the parameters that God has established? Yes, he could. Could he change the very cellular makeup of your brain chemistry through what you're watching repeatedly? Yes. We give the devil access to all of that by what we allow into our eyes. The internet provides another avenue through which our eyes give us access to the devil. Numerous studies have concluded that social media is one of the leading causes of unhappiness in the world. Through this wonderful tool, the internet, Satan has been able to gain a foothold, exposing our eyes to indignities, violence, pornography. You would be amazed to find out how many people suffer from social media-driven anxiety and depression. For too many of us, our eyes are the primary and most powerful avenue Satan uses to get into our homes and lives. Another powerful way the enemy gains a foothold in our lives is through what we listen to, what we hear. Music is a powerful spiritual medium that can open us up to receive the Spirit of God or the spirit of the enemy. Like visual content, music technology has made amazing strides that has given us access to more music than ever before in history. If you're on any music streaming platform, you literally have access to almost every song ever recorded. However, also like visual content, much of popular music is not edifying or uplifting. Instead, it is filled with violence, promiscuous sex, rebellious spirits, and foul language. Anyone that listens to music knows that it is a spiritual experience. Music gains access to your inner self in a way that other things cannot. The devil absolutely uses this medium to gain access to our hearts and minds. Some other ways the devil gains access to us are unhealthy friendships and relationships that lead us down ungodly paths and into ungodly practices. How many young people turn to drugs and alcohol because of peer pressure? How many start engaging in sinful sexual practices because of the ungodly company they keep? This is yet another avenue through which the devil gains a foothold. Many people are unaware that what we take in, what we feed on, what we continuously hear and watch, it all has a spiritual effect on us. Some of these things we take in close us off and shut down our sense of awareness in the spirit. We become complacent, comfortable, and blind to the schemes of the enemy, and this really puts us in a state of vulnerability for the devil's attacks and influences. However, godly things, the Word of God, prayer, hearing the Word of God, this all works to strengthen and quicken our spirit. And in turn, we become stronger Christians, bold Christians, Christians who are vigilant against the enemy. So how do we protect ourselves against the devil's influence? The Apostle Paul gives us the answer in Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. We must guard the doors of our senses and only consume those things that are pure, godly, and that direct our minds and hearts to God. In the same way that the devil gains access to us through the medium of our senses, God can gain access to us as well if we put ourselves in the position to hear Him. If we watch content that is edifying, inspiring, and builds up rather than tears down, it can bring us closer to God. If we listen to music that glorifies God and brings us hope and joy, then it can bring us closer to God. If used for holy purposes, these things will also protect us from the influences of the enemy. Let us follow the counsel of Scripture and direct our minds to the things that are pure, lovely, commendable, and worthy of praise. Then our minds will be fortified against any attacks from the enemy.
As Christians, we believe that God can and does warn us when we are in danger or when we need to make changes in our lives. Oftentimes, God can and does warn us through Scripture. God's Word is a powerful tool for guiding us and warning us of potential dangers and pitfalls. In 2 Timothy 3, 16-17, the Bible says, "All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work." God's Word has several warnings concerning every area of your life. When it comes to your heart, God's Word tells you to keep it with all diligence, for out of it come the issues of life. When it comes to the people around you, God's Word in Romans chapter 12 tells us to do all that we can to live in peace with the people around us. When it comes to your thoughts, God's Word tells you to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. When it comes to your attitude, God's Word gives us the Beatitudes in Matthew 5. And when it comes to how we live our lives, the Bible contains several warnings about the consequences of sin and disobedience, as well as guidance on how to live a life that pleases God. For those living in sin, we're warned that the wages of sin is death. For those who are filled with pride, we are warned that pride comes before a downfall. For those who are living in rebellion, we're told not to harden our hearts. For those who are unforgiving, the Bible warns us about the dangers of unforgiveness and bitterness. So all throughout God's Word, we've been given these warnings. Warnings that are meant to guide us through life and keep us on the straight and narrow. Now, another way that the Lord warns us is through the Holy Spirit. God speaks to us through the Holy Spirit,
who guides us and convicts us of sin. In the book of John, Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit can be that still, small voice that speaks to you and convicts your heart of sin. John Piper once said about the Holy Spirit that He is the way that God speaks into our lives and directs us into the path of obedience. In addition to this, God can use the circumstances in our lives to warn us or guide us in a different direction. For example, we may experience a series of setbacks or obstacles that make it clear that we are on the wrong path. Or perhaps God may close a door that we thought was open to us. In Romans 8, verse 28, Paul writes, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Even difficult circumstances can be used by God to guide us towards His will for our lives. God's hand is in every detail of our lives, whether we feel like it or not. And so, in conclusion, God can warn us in a variety of ways, including through Scripture, the Holy Spirit, and circumstances. As Christians, it is important to be open to God's guidance and to seek His wisdom in all areas of our lives. The Lord has a plan for each of us, and we can trust that He will guide us and warn us along the way.
We need to always be mindful that what we do today, what we do while we're here, still alive and breathing, will affect the unseen world for us. Matthew 6, verse 33 puts it this way, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." A different translation says, "But first and most importantly seek, aim at, strive after, His kingdom and His righteousness, His way of doing and being right, the attitude and characters of God, and all these things will be given to you also." To put this in perspective, we're being told to choose Jesus Christ in a world that is rejecting Him. We're being called to live a righteous life in a hostile world. Being in the God's camp means that Jesus Christ alone rules and reigns in your life. There's no other God you bow down to but Jesus. You see, living a righteous life in a hostile world means that Jesus Christ has the authority over the choices you make. He rules your thought life. He's the motivating factor behind your actions and deeds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer? I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be
about
awake. Snacks.
I have my brain shut off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise. There's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better. Like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn,
and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.